Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randel Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Episode 22, Part 2, Netflix, Too Hot to Handle, and Chastity. And we're back, but I'd like to share with you again what we discussed on Part 1. And I was saying, I find this relevant as the subject of my reflection because it amplifies the lessons we have gone through on the theology of the body. And it gave me more understanding of Carol Wojtyła's view of human person, sex, and authentic relationship. And let's face it, this is the reality that is happening under our nose of people not seeing themselves as created by God, of seeing their bodies as their own, with all the right to do what they want, and people who see other individuals as the object of their desires. And as a lay Catholic preacher, I believe that I have a moral responsibility to lead the flock that were entrusted to me in accordance to the tenets of our Catholic faith. As a theology student studying theology of the body, this is a great opportunity to rightly observe these kinds of material, which is happening not only in reality TV shows, but it's also happening real in our midst and even in our Catholic brethren. And with the foundation of from theology of the body, this will give me opportunity to teach, preach, and lead our Catholic friends to be able to see how they were created in the image and likeness of God, that each person has a dignity to be able to see their giftedness, that sexual union expresses that self-giving, and see God's redemptive work. Amazing, diba? That people will see how they were created by God. And I have a confession to make. I must admit that this reality TV show, Too Hot to Handle, is really entertaining and titillating. I want to be honest. But at the same time, I find it worrisome as well how at the beginning, how they see themselves, the contestants, the participants, how they see themselves just a sexual being with penises and vaginas, no, to copulate with and try to seek pleasure just like animals following their instincts. Nung kasi nag-uumpisa sila, talagang some people were very loud on telling that on their desire that they came there, nagpunta sila doon para to have sex with whomever they want. Ganun, that's, kaya masyashock ka kapag narinig mo na, ah, what? No, ganun, whether man or woman, and they were telling like something like that. And I believe that there is more to see here, just as I am amazed as to, or entertained maybe, I believe that there is more to see here, just as I am amazed as to how an ordained person was able to give light on this theology of the body. I mentioned this in my previous episode, how I was amazed with Pope John Paul II, with Carol Wojtyła, as the one who wrote this or thought about this. And it takes the wisdom that comes from God, from the Holy Spirit, for him to be able to give light on this and put this into theological perspective. Kaya ako amazed ako kay Carol Wojtyła sa philosophy niya as a foundation in making this theology of the body. And I'd like to tell you that the reality show Too Hot to Handle, no, mag-umpisa tayo sa umpisa, it began with the arrival of contestants, no, from different parts of the country, no, in the US, no, doon sa sa probinsya namin. With different backgrounds and views. And alam mo, pag pinanood mo, you can really feel the energy. You can feel the vibe. You can feel the sexual energies they bring with them when they got there. They were clad only with their swimming trunks or two-piece, di ba? So, and all they ever think about is to have sex with anyone, no? Anytime they want. Ganun yung mga datingan nila. So, talagang ma-shock ka, no? But after 24 hours, they were nanandan dun sila. They get to learn to know each other and drink and party and mingle with each other. After 24 hours, no, of them trying to be horny goats and bunnies, no, si Lana, the cone-like gadget, no, Alexa-like cone gadget, announced about the pot money. So sobrang ligalig sila, sobrang saya nila dahil $100,000 yung magiging price. And but merong caveat, no? That they should refrain from all sexual activities and rather, no, take the path of chastity and find authentic relationships, no? When they heard what Lana said, what Lana told them, everyone has gone ballistic. Talagang marami, many were got disappointed. And parang sabi ko na nga ba, no, this is too hot to handle. So parang ganun yung datingan ng mga sinasabi nila. And sadly, that in this day and age where individuals see their relationships, no, as a way of just satisfying their own pleasure, interests, or self-gain. Some people see their body as something that of I have. This is my body. This is something that I have, that I can do whatever I want, and it goes the same as seeing others, you know, seeing other people as an object of their pleasure, as an object of pleasure to have, to gratify oneself. And Carol Boitiwa said, no, and quote, no, I'd like to quote from him, the relationship between the person and the body in sex must be one of a gift. That's what he said.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayu.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us, as in kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you, or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
That our perspective, the relationship between the person and the body in sex, must be one of a gift. To see the giftedness. Sabi niya, we are made for self-giving and not just self-getting. Grabe, no? And this is something that is being violated when the offering of one's body is not the interior motivation of sex, no, according to him. Sabi niya, and I'd like to quote from him, the entire human person and not only his body, no? Grabe, pagka pala in terms of sex, no, you see it, the entire human person and not just the body, na ito sexy to o kaya macho to na gusto ko, I want to have sex with this person. And for John Paul II, for Carol Wojtyła, you look at the entire human person. The entire human person who was made in the image and likeness of God. The entire human person who has dignity. No? Who has dignity. And with this, he clearly suggests, and I'd like to quote again, man experiences in his body the fundamental right to virginity and to personal inviolability. No? Sabi ni po, and unquote, no, from Carol Wojtyła. I mentioned this in my previous reflection, and I used it also here in one of my episodes about being inviolable as a person. I mentioned that giftedness should be realized in marriage. Alam mo, if there's one thing that I appreciate most with Carol Wojtyła, with St. John Paul II, is that he puts in the perspective that our giftedness in man and woman, no, nakikita niya yung giftedness is realized in marriage. The locus, no, yung lugar kung saan ang giftedness makikita, it is in marriage. And according to him, a sexual offering, no, a sexual offering without the gift of self is vacuous and utilitarian. Whereas, as authentic sexual offering, as we will see, becomes a means of expression of the true gift of self. Kaya sinasabi niya that if our sexual offering walang giftedness, no, gift of self, hindi in-offer yung sarili, wala lang, I just want to have sex with you and just gratify myself and wala, basta yun lang, after neto, tapos na tayo, di ba? Okay na tayo. Oh, so, for Carol Wojtyła, it's not the case. He sees that a sexual offering without a gift is vacuous and utilitarian. So, ginagamit mo lang, no? Ginagamit mo lang yung tao for your own gratification. And ang ganda, amazing nitong sinasabi niya. At that sexual offering, we will see, becomes a means of expression of the true gift of self, no? And dito we can surmise that our giftedness is realized in marriage. That is why in the case of this reality show that I use in my reflection, it is very clear that sex should be taken in the realm of marriage. No, should be taken in the realm of marriage. As Wojtyła states, and I'd like to quote, for love to be authentic, it has to move beyond simple attraction to the body and find its true terminus in love of the person, unquote. Grabe, ang amazing, no? Na that you go, you para daw ang pagmamahal for it to become authentic, it has to go beyond, it has to transcend, no, simple attraction. Hindi lang nakikita tong attracted ako dito kasi ang sexy nito, kasi ang ganda nito, di ba? Parang but you see the person, no, you see the person in that body, no, and what amazes me is that this, the goal of this reality show, no, to be able to let ito yung goal ng reality show, eh, to be able to let the individuals find authentic love and go beyond their sexual instincts. Kaya on a hindsight, habang pinapanood ko siya, na-amaze ako. While it is entertaining and titillating, there is a lesson that is being taught here that the participants, the contestants, the goal is for them to find authentic love and go beyond their sexual instincts. And this is very, very important. This is very important to Carol Wojtyła. And quoting from him, sabi niya, the gift of self has a deeper origins than sexual differentiation and the sexual urge. No? The innate desire of each person is to offer himself, is first of all found in the spiritual and metaphysical nature of the person created in the image of a God who is love. Unquote. And this is so amazing. What a wonderful message that love involves the body, no? No, but must transcend its mere sexual urges, no? Integrate it and grow itself into self-gift. And sexual intercourse is morally legitimate only within marriage. I think I mentioned this in my previous episode. That's why it is very clear in theology of the body. That's why young people or maybe people who are not yet married cannot engage into premarital sex, no? Di ba parang into premarital sex, because you lose, no, you lose that when you get paano ko ba sasabihin, kapag lalo di ba normal kapag ang sa ating mga Filipino, kapag kinakasal tayo ugali, kaugalian natin yung namamanhikan. Bakit? Kasi hinihingi mo. Nagpapasintabi ka sa parents, di ba? Na kukuhanin ko na po yung kamay, no? Not literally. But kinukuha mo yung kamay simula sa magulang, no? At you will love and take care of this person. And paano ka mamamanhikan kung nakapanhik ka na? Funny how it seems. Paano ka mamamanhikan kung nakapanhik ka na? And as pragmatically Pope John Paul II or St. John Paul II puts it, that the sexual act, no, the sexual act should be founded, no, in love, no, in love of the person, in the integral human person, sa kabuuan, no. And this is only legitimate within marriage. Yun yung sinasabi niya sa theology of the body. And I mentioned it in my previous reflection paper, love begins between persons when both accept a common end. Carol Wojtyła posits, and I like to quote, if this happens, a special bond is established between me and this person, the bond of a common good and a bond of common aim, unquote. This common good creates an equal footing for both man and woman to build a relationship. Grabe. So, dito po mapasok yung... I read this from somewhere in the point of view of Aristotelian and Thomistic view, no? About the common good, no? Na yung tao, hindi lang kayo basta nagkita, hindi aksidente na nagkita kayo. You have a common good. You have a common good. That's why here in Bukasyon Podcast, we talk about vocation. Ano ba ang goal ng bawat vocation? It is holiness, no? That in your marriage life, you seek holiness. Kaya nga ako dati parang before, I used to believe that the only holy people are the priests, the nuns, the religious. But then that I realized that tayo, tinatawag tayo sa bukasyon ng pagpapari, ng pagmamadre, ng buhay religyoso, single blessedness, and married life. And one goal of it is holiness. Our common goal is to become holy. Itong mga state of life, these states of life are but just our vehicle to get there. And nakaka-amaze that even among us who are married people, single people, and we are also called for holiness. And this is what Carol Wojtyła has been saying or has been telling about the common good, na dapat ang bawat ang isang mag-asawa, they should, o isang tao na nagmamahalan, they are towards a common good that they want to see, that they want to do. So, or kung ginagawa man nila yung the sexual act, is that there is a common good, that you see the person, that you see the giftedness in this person, that you see the giftedness of each other in the sexual act. Kaya nakaka-amaze. And it is found only in the locus. The locus is marriage, in marriage. Kaya napakaganda that it's yun sa kinaka-amaze ko kay Carol Wojtyła, that he's a priest, a bishop, or a cardinal, and became a pope, and now a saint. Imagine mo paano niya naisip yun, na yung ganung pagkakataon that this is how we were made. That's it. This is the goal of God. This is the purpose of God in our lives. At sa mag-asawa, no? Kaya in this subject or the object of my reflection, this reality show Too Hot to Handle, na-amaze ako kasi parang ang dami kong natututunan, ang dami kong napupulot, ang dami kong na-i-apply na teachings that I got or things that I've learned from the theology of the body. So nakaka-amaze lang that now I'm sharing this with you, that this also happens in our midst. This is our shared experience of people looking at themselves as in their bodies as something that they have, that they can use, or they can do whatever they want. And only to realize that Pope John Paul II is telling us that your body is holy, your body is sacred, and you should see your giftedness for each other. That God has made you as a gift, no? And dapat makikita mo yung giftedness ng bawat isa. And you do not see only your each other as sexual objects or the objects of your desires, and just to gratify yourself, so that you see the other person as an object of your desire, of your sexual gratification. Thank you, mga ka-open-minded, for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify, and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.